And now this is a dictation for Julia Schmalbach, S-C-H-M-A-L-B-A-C-H, January 472, address as a letter to Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laynes, a follow-up for Julia with history of lupus nephritis, renal failure, last visit in May. No hospital emergency room visits. Tongue fatigability, tiredness on activity. Has gained weight from 153 to 166. Says to be eating well without nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, minimal foaminess, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph. Present medications remains on Celcept, prednisone, low dose. Has not need blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 132.73. Alert or intestine 3, no skin rash, no mucosal abnormalities, no joint synovitis, no hair loss, no mucosal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 3.16 for a GFR of 17, stage 4. Normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid-base, nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus 5.2, anemia 9.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 4, progressive over time. No indication for dialysis as there is no symptoms. Next paragraph, lupus nephritis. Next number, gross proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome, normal albumin. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressant. Next number, anemia, update iron levels, potential replacement, prior EPO treatment, back in June. Next number, elevated phosphorus, discuss about diet. If diet fails, phosphorus binders. Next number, encourage her to assess renal transplant. Encourage her for AB fistula. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 months or early as needed.